He retreated to the kitchen, carefully washing his hands and arms. His $500 leather dress shoes were now slick with blood. He took them off, made an attempt at rinsing them, then grimaced at the results. Note for the future: blood ruins dress shoes. He went in search of the laundry room. On top of the washer, he found a bottle of bleach. He carried it back into the kitchen, where he poured half the bottle down the sink. He'd seen an episode once where blood had gotten trapped in the drain pipes, then been traced by the savvy crime tech. Mr. Bozu was a registered sex offender. That meant his prints, his blood, and his DNA were all on file. He applied the rest of the bleach to a dish towel, then went to work on the blood trail winding through the house. He couldn't get all the blood up, so he worked on smearing it instead, obliterating tread patterns and, in some cases, paw prints. In hindsight, he should have grabbed more surgical scrubs from the hospital. Those had been handy. Mr. Bozu finished up in the bathroom. Hell of a mess there. He threw the towel in the bathtub on top of Copley's body. 4:30 in the morning, Mr. Bozu was officially tired, and come to think of it, hungry. He went in search of Trickster, finding the puppy huddled beneath the bed.
"It's okay," he told the quaking dog. "All done now. All done."
He held out his hand. The puppy obediently crawled forward, then nuzzled Mr. Bozu's fingertips. Mr. Bozu picked up his dog and patted him comfortingly on the head. Trickster had peed on the rug. Oh, well, couldn't be helped. Besides, he'd never seen a show where the crime scene tech had traced dog piss.
"You're a good boy," Mr. Bozu told his bloody dog. "Tomorrow for dinner, I promise you steak."
Mr. Bozu was just plotting his exit when the phone rang. He stopped, wondering who'd call at this hour, then listening mesmerized as the machine picked up.
"Copley, it's Dee Dee. We've just wrapped up the Gagnon residence. Surprised I didn't see you there. Some things have come up."
Deep breath.
"I'd like to talk about Trooper Dodge. I have some concerns about his involvement with Catherine Gagnon. You may have been right about things. Give me a call when you have a chance. I'll be filling out paperwork for the next few hours."
Phone clicked off. Mr. Bozu walked into the kitchen to stare at the blinking answering machine. Then his gaze fell to a pile of paperwork. He glanced at the summary report, the list of names, and for the first time he got it. What he'd just done, and why. Then, on the heels of that thought,
"Trickster,"
he murmured.
"I think I know how to make Benefactor X very, very happy."
The brilliant Mr. Bozu went to work.